Hey folks, Captain Kevin Favor, and welcome to the Outdoor Show podcast brought to you by Ag South. They are specialists in land financing in Southeast Georgia. They make loans for small and large acreage, hunting property, timberland. They even do home mortgages and construction. Look, if you've listened to our show long enough, you know Jeff and I own property in Georgia. We both used Ag South for our financing, and they were great, and we couldn't be happier. Here's a cool part about Ag South. They have competitive rates, and they pay an average of 25% of the interest back every year in patronage. So let's just say your loan's for $300,000 at 6.5% at 20 years. That means you get back $2,770 a year. They write you a check for that. You call them at 844-AG-SOUTH or go to agsouthfc.com. Ag South, really good people who really know land.
Welcome to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast.
I'm going to take you fishing, honey. You're going to love it.
Brought to you by Ring Power and Tire Outlet on 1010XL. Here's Captain Kevin Favor and Captain Scott Shank.
Good evening and welcome to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast. I am Captain Kevin Favor sitting in with...
I'm here.
Captain Scott Shank and... Yeah, let's go back a week.
Let's do it.
A little bit because we last week was a really bad week.
It really was.
I mean, it was a very slow week of fishing, and most charter captains brought in their kingfish gear and threw them in the garbage and said, "Okay."
I washed them and waxed them, and they're up.
Yeah, and we could see. A little bit of a blow coming in on Sunday, and then Monday and Tuesday looked like, but it was going to be blowing southeast, you know, and we're like, okay, maybe last week of August, this will kick off mullet run, get things kind of going, and I had tarpon trips Monday and Tuesday. I wasn't sure what was going on, so I was just like, you know what, guys. Reschedule or do it next year. Oh, it's rough. I mean, it was blowing.
I mean, Monday was 25, 30 knots.
Yeah. So, you know, had a trip yesterday and today, and, you know, kind of went out there yesterday blind, you know, had my tarpon rods, my inshore rods. I knew I wasn't going to make it offshore. And lo and behold, man, the mullet runs in full swing.
Mm-hmm.
Full swing. I mean, I probably could have done tarpon trips Monday and Tuesday had I known, you know, and then, But this is what we talked about last week, just in review. Yeah. We said it'll be really good for a couple of days, and then everything will settle back down. The mullet run will kind of wane off.
Yep.
And until we get another disturbance, cold front,
right.
Yeah, something like that, a little blow.
Right.
And that's what happened today.
Because now the weather's starting to settle in.
Yeah.
I mean the low pressure system, I guess, and thank goodness. I mean, it was bad for Louisiana and the Texas people and all that, but thank goodness it struck where it did. I think
you're talking about the terrain.
Hurricane.
Yeah.
I think the hurricane. Thank goodness it didn't hit anything heavily populated.
Right.
You know, because man,
that was a storm, bro.
165 mile an hour winds.
That was a storm. That was a storm.
Wow. I was up at 2 o'clock this morning and watched it come on land over there.
Yep.
Woo.
Yep.
I wasn't part of it.
You and I had this conversation off air. That's where I worked.
Mm-hmm.
When I was in the oil field, I worked out of Cameron, Louisiana.
Okay.
And so that terrain is so much different. First off, there's not a whole lot of places to even put a house because once you get off the highway – you know, to go towards Cameron, you're thinking, oh, okay, you know, I'm making the exit here, and well, Cameron's a long ways from the highway, and it's miles and miles and miles and miles of marsh.
If anything, it's what, like a houseboat maybe? Or
Yeah. You know, there may be a little, like, island or something where somebody's got an old house and stuff, you know, but, I mean, literally, if you watch the news, there was, like, one hotel.
Yeah, the Golden Nugget or Great Nugget,
exactly.
Or something. I'm going, and they're talking. Jim Cantore's at one, and the ladies at the other, and they're going, well, Jim's over here on the north side. And I'm going, wait a minute, hold on. The last time I looked, I mean, a hotel is not 300 yards wide.
Yeah.
What the hell are we talking about? North side and south side of this?
Yeah, and honestly, this has been over 20 years ago since I worked there, but, I mean, it's not going to change that much,
no.
Okay? I mean, Cameron, Louisiana, it has, a couple of refineries. It's got a pogey plant that smells god-awful.
Really?
Okay. Oh, it's
I would imagine
flipping
that in the middle
horrible.
Of August.
And just to kind of give folks a picture, the inlet there out of Cameron is a little bit bigger than Mayport, but
okay.
there's long rocks going down each side. It's
straight out to the Gulf.
It's very deep. Yeah, straight out in the Gulf. The thing that it's going to hurt is oil rigs and stuff like that. But technology now, man, they know how to build those oil rigs to handle that kind of stuff. So, and I talked to two of my friends who still live in Louisiana. From years and years past, and they were like, look, it was bad, but the storm surge wasn't near as bad as what they predicted, because I like what you said, I think it's where where it hit, actually hit Cameron, that terrain can kind of soak up a storm surge, you
it's
know, I mean,
nothing.
I'm talking
right.
miles of marsh,
right.
Scott, I mean, you know,
right.
you know, people, if they can't picture that, just think about a marsh around here, you know, that's 10, 20, 50 miles on each side. And so, yeah, I just hope that nobody got hurt.
I do too. We're going to go right back to fishing real quick. Michael,
yeah.
Kevin.
Yes,
being that we're coming into the season right now, okay?
Hurricane season.
What would make you pull out? Would that one right there make you?
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
are you kidding me? Of
okay.
course.
Dude,
yeah.
half that would make me pull out.
Yeah, that,
I mean, what I'm saying. What
yeah.
do you got? What do you? I mean, through the family planning, we'll call it. Through being now that we have grandkids and stuff, Kevin, you know, we're a little more cautious.
Yeah, no. It's.
When do you pull out?
But
do you pull out on a two?
It's all according to where it's coming from.
It's coming right here. It's coming.
Coming directly.
It's
at
coming
us?
20 miles on each side of us. It's
yeah,
coming here.
Absolutely. I'm
yeah,
leaving.
100%. If it's anywhere more than a one, yeah, I'm out.
Yeah. I'm with Michael.
Okay.
Yeah, for
just
sure.
Asking.
You know, if it's, you know, look, we sat through a Category 3.
Yeah.
Matthew? What?
Yeah, the
you
one
know?
That went straight up?
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, I mean, so.
And I'll tell you, at my age, and we talked about it after, Matt, I don't want to hear that again in the middle of the night.
No. No.
There was stuff out there that I don't want to hear again.
Yeah, the kind of, I'm not going to say the worst part, because the worst part was being here. But for me, I was escaping to my property in Georgia. Well, hell, they all hit there, too.
Right,
I
right.
mean, so do I want to sit in a two-story house in San Augustine or a double-wide in
yeah.
Georgia?
you know? Here's your son.
Yeah, and both of them lost power.
Yeah.
So by the time I got power here, I had to go up there.
That's what was hysterical. Yeah, my house was the only area, because we're high.
Yeah.
We still had power.
Yeah.
We never lost it.
Yeah. But no, it is hurricane season, and it is a good conversation. But yeah, I'm Michael and I, we're bailing on a two.
Oh, I am too. I'm bailing on a two.
You know, yeah.
See ya.
100%. If it's coming straight off the Atlantic right into us like that one, man, that one was just.
Well, what's so impressive, guys? Think about this. It left Cuba, okay, as just a disturbance. It was just a.
Yeah,
it was just. It was just. And dude.
On Tuesday.
That's what I'm saying. On Tuesday.
Yeah.
It hit at 2 o'clock this morning as a four.
Yeah.
And, I mean, seriously, what are we talking about? 300 miles, boys? What's northern – I mean, the northern end of Cuba to there?
Yeah, the last I saw was – it was right before it hit landfall. It was like 160 miles an hour coming.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is – it went from just
a
disturbance –
how far is from Cameron, Louisiana
to Cuba?
To where Cuba's at, yeah.
When it came off of Cuba land, it was nothing but just a rain shower. But it went from a rain shower to a Cat 4.
And they called it.
Mm-hmm. They were straight on that one right there.
They called it.
And they knew exactly where that was going when it was halfway into Cuba.
Yep. So.
Good job, by the way. I mean, thank God for their technology today.
Yep.
Definitely.
Yep. I mean, everybody had plenty of time to bail, to get out.
It was funny on some of the pictures how I-10, I guess, or something like that.
Right.
They had everybody brought their boats to I-10 and parked them all along the side, like their campers and everything else, because they didn't want to haul them to get out of town, but they wanted to get them up on higher ground.
Yeah, well, that'll just tell you how the terrain is.
So the you look down like I-10 for like 20 miles. There was nothing but campers and boats parked on the side of the road.
Yeah, so from I-10 to Cameron, that's what I'm saying, is miles.
Okay.
You know, it's just marsh. So couldn't have hit a better place.
Yep.
But with that being said, I hope that because I know people from there. I worked there, and they're all great people, and they took it on the chin. And, I was texting them this morning, man. I was like, I've been praying for you, bro, you know. And they all texted me back and said, we're okay. You know, the storm surge wasn't as bad. So I was glad for that.
Now we'll get back to our point of view. It's our funnest time of the year.
Oh, yeah.
You have a different outlook on it.
I do.
I'm good, but I'm not great at it by any means. And I don't tell anybody I am. You are one hell of a tarpon fisherman.
I don't know, but
yes, you are.
Okay.
You are. You are one. You can read those fish very, very well.
Yep.
And I enjoy flounder fishing.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And I can't do that.
And you can't do that for damn sure. I know. The days when you call me and go, I caught six today. Well, Kevin, where'd you catch them at?
Yeah,
because
yeah.
I'm sure I could go in here and catch 15.
Absolutely.
So where did you get those six?
Totally agree. I cannot argue that at all.
But. Dude, this is just going to kick it off.
Yep.
We had our 3 days. It's going to start weaning off. You're not going to see. You could go over that because you tarpon fished it. I didn't. And just what we're starting to see with them airing out and doing all that kind of good stuff. But you're going to here on out until, like you said, the next system that comes through, middle of next week.
You're going to struggle a little bit.
You're going to struggle.
Yep. You are.
You know?
All right. Let's take a break.
Okay.
Because I had a little buddy down there fishing with me last week.
This got to stop.
Yeah.
And he drags another little buddy down
there. Yeah, he dragged another little buddy down there. And I saw a second little buddy have to get out of his boat today.
Ooh.
Yeah.
We'll have to he didn't tell me about that.
Oh,
earlier.
He didn't tell you about that?
No, I did not hear about that.
Oh, yeah.
Did not hear about that.
Yeah.
Interesting conversation there.
Yeah, yeah.
How much fishing talk on that conversation?
The little buddies are Captain Leon Dana and Captain Chip Wingo, which everybody here on the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast knows. So we'll talk to them.
Boats.
Huh? Because
they run little boats.
Yeah, they run little boats. And Leon had a little issue yesterday with hooking a fish.
Ah, yeah. I heard about that one.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, we got some good stories. We got a good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, good stuff coming up right here on the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast. We'll be right back.
The Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast, brought to you by Ring Power and Tire Outlet on 1010XL.
Welcome back to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast. Captain Scott Shank, I'm Captain Kevin Favor. And got to fish right beside him.
You know what's interesting, though?
A couple days this week. What's that?
That he, both of them. Before, it's fine. One day here, one day there. We never go north that far up the Palm Valley, okay?
No.
So you would think after some time and so many days, let's say 7 days so far this week he's been down to St. Augustine, that somewhere we get a bone.
Yeah.
Something. A little help, We always get the phone calls. Where's the bait?
Right.
Where are they at?
Right.
Those two just come and invade.
I hardly got a wave from Chip today.
I know. I heard that.
Yeah.
I mean,
he was grinding, I guess.
Uh-huh. He caught one catfish.
Yeah. Leon?
Hey, Scotty.
Yes?
Remember the last time you were in the hospital for God knows how many days?
Yes.
Who was it that kept coming by your bedroom?
You're right. Okay.
Bringing you a Mountain Dew?
But that was a has-been. That was like 3 years ago.
Who else was there?
Huh?
That's right.
Captain Guy and you. Yes. You did care about me.
That was, that must have been in November because I was in the woods.
You were in the woods.
Oh,
just remember, it's just a little thing.
Yeah. It's always, yep, you're right.
You're right.
But it was an interesting 2 days, Yesterday was kind of, as we predicted, there was some tarpon in the inlet, and Leon and I kind of started out on the same side of the inlet, and it was a little crowded. So I went
and
to
a
the
little
others.
Sloppy too.
And a little sloppy. You're right about that. It was really cool. I was waiting on my charter on yesterday morning, and a guy by the name of Sammy mm-hmm. showed up, and I had fished with Sammy before, and I'm like, "Where's the crew?" He's like, "It's just me."
Dude, you're just your smile like overtakes
you.
I'm like,
you know, and I know that he would love to catch tarpon. Mm-hmm. So when you have one guy, Leon, that wants to catch tarpon, you can be really patient. You know,
you're damn right you can. You did a great job of it.
You know, you can set out, watch them feed. It may be 5 minutes. It may be an hour and 5 minutes, mm-hmm. but you're probably gonna get a bite. When they're feeding like that, you know.
And honestly, fight one and maybe put one more in the air is a day maker. That's it.
No. Yeah.
You know, with one guy.
Yeah, but it was funny because I was, again, fishing right beside Leon to begin with in a switch sides of the inlet. And
which
the current
brilliant.
was ripping. But... yeah, fortunately, I have basically a brand new boat, mm-hmm. brand new trolling motor, brand new battery. So
none of it's got any hours on it.
Right.
Yet.
So staying on 10.
Right.
The trolling motor is.
Mine would have caught fire. We'd have been on with a fire extinguisher.
right. But so we hook a fish, and Sammy grabs a rod, and it only went about 10 yards and jumped, and I went, oh no. I mean,
that's
it was a giant one.
Full grown,
yeah. 140, 150.
Really?
And I'm like, oh, no. Jump off the trolling motor. And where does he go, Leon? Right
straight
in the middle of the inlet. Straight out on brutal. Nasty.
Yes, it was.
You know? I mean, just.
Did you ever see the pictures of last year, Leon, when I took it to South Jetty of him?
Yeah, with the motor out.
The motor was totally out of the water and the prop spinning.
And I was in reverse.
And he was in reverse.
Yeah.
And the motor was totally out of the water, prop spinning, and taking him over the bow at the same time.
Yeah. This was, and I'm like, oh, my God. But you know what? The fish kind of went out there and laid up right in the middle of the inlet.
Really?
And didn't keep going uh-huh. east. But you know how rough it is. That's probably the roughest part of the inlet.
I mean, 100 yards, I guess it is?
Yeah. Yeah,
South exactly. Jetty to the first green camp,
yeah.
probably 100 yards.
Yes, and so I text Leon, and I said I'm hooked up, and I know he was over there watching me kind of giggling, which that karma's a yeah.
It sure is, buddy.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. So anyway, I mean, we did a great job, man. I mean, you know, it's you're trying to control the boat and. I wanted to get a picture of the fish, but, man, you got to be on the wheel.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he got that fish up there, and literally I just, after, I don't know, 40 minutes or so, and I just made one wrap on the 80-pound, and just, I mean, I just popped it off. I'm like, hang on, and went back. Well, got back anchored up, and Leon is on the north side, and I don't know, 10 minutes later, I see him, like, east of the south bar. Right.
Okay. So the cluster over all that's not.
And I saw some pelicans, kind of working over there. So I was thinking, well, maybe he went up there. I'm like, no, it's too damn rough, and his boat. So I'll let you tell the story, Leon, because I haven't heard all of it myself.
Well, we didn't hook into a tarpon as big as yours, but it was a solid hundo, and it headed dead east towards the bar, and I'm sitting there going, "This is." And I said, "Listen, we got to get this thing under control fast." And that didn't happen. And it drug us out there to the north side of the east bar. And I had my client hooked up, and he was tugging as hard as he could. And
dude,
while he
tugged,
tide. I dodged swell.
It had 6-foot swells in there. It had to be yesterday.
Oh, it's breaking on the bar, dude.
Yeah, I
what
stayed away
hell
from the bar. I
thinking?
Got away from that. But here's the thing, Scotty. I kept far enough to the north of it that I was actually a little bit deeper water, but was still part of the swell.
Okay.
And the tarpon took us to the outside of the bar.
Okay.
So we beat the bar. But it was the fact that we had to go past it I was like, oh, God, I'm not going to enjoy this little trip. It's dodging every single wave that was coming.
So, wow. That little North Barn, no joke.
I got a great picture of it both sides. I got a fish scale for him. And, I mean, he was hooting and hollering. And, I mean, by the time we got him back to the boat ramp 2 hours later, he was still hooting and hollering. He was so happy. And just like Ken said, you hook that beast one time, I mean, you're hooked. It's a drug when you to chase that tarpon. I mean, to see them strike, to watch them feed, I mean, it is an absolute drug that I just love every part of the year. You know, what are you doing the next 2 months, Captain? I'm tarpon fishing or I'm tarpon hunting. It's just,
you know,
it's wonderful.
I was fishing with John and his dad, who's a pastor. I think I swear his name was Billy Joe. And John, I mean, there's nothing he would rather do than tarpon fish. And he hasn't caught a lot of them, Leon, you know. And this was a couple, what was it, 3 weeks ago, Leon, you and I were fishing when there was bait on the beach to the north. And we were pretty close to one another.
Yeah.
And when he hooked a tarpon after an hour or so of throwing, and he's hooting and hollering, and he goes, he made this point, and I swear to goodness, it stuck with me. He goes, I want a drug or an alcoholic beverage that makes me feel like that. You know, when you first hook up to that fish, he's like, because there's no higher high than that. You know, and you're right. It's addicting, Leon. It gets in your blood.
That small boat sailfishing does that to me.
See,
Really?
I've caught. Don't get me wrong. I've never gone out and targeted sailfish.
No. But even just last week, I mean, I caught two. It was great. I mean, that
no,
was
it
like,
is. It is. It
dude,
is.
Dude, to come watch him in there with the fin open up.
No,
and,
I'm not. But it. But tarpon fishing is so much like hunting. You know, you have to find them. This is not something that you're blind casting to.
No, you're right.
You know, you're all. It's all part of the game. Yes, Leon. I know you gone to the Mayport jetties, and soaked.
That's a different ball game.
Something on the bottom and hope one bites. And I'm sorry, but that's boring, you know.
I get it.
And until you catch one, and that's different. But the way that we catch tarpon in Northeast Florida is addicting, man. I mean, it really is. But I don't want people to know that.
No, there's no talking there. Moving on.
Yeah, moving on.
The Jacks are really fired up along the seawall, folks.
Yeah, yeah.
If you want to do anything on high tide right now, with the boat run, poppy cork, and a one-aught or two-aught kale hook.
But I told Leon, because we basically had the same game plan today. I was on the South Rocks, and he was on the North Rocks. And there I was seeing more fish than him, but I'm like, dude, you can't come over here with your boat. I mean,
No, because they are rolling on that beach right there.
Ain't no way.
Uh-uh.
You know, if Leon comes over there and takes one over the bow, he's in trouble.
It's over.
You're in too small of a boat, man. Because
right.
those waves are no joke. They were 4 foot, but they're steep.
Yep.
They're right on top of one another, and if you take the first one, the second one's
going to roll you over.
Second one's coming in, too.
Yep. You got it, man.
Yeah, I mean, just look. I
know you're a good captain, but I'm just telling you, don't even though.
Yeah, he even said it.
You know.
Yeah, he.
Don't be stupid out there.
Lee and I talked about it. He goes, "I ain't coming over there." You know.
That's all it is a big surfboard you're riding on. At least we got a bigger sled.
Yeah. Yeah, and trust me, I was puckered. I don't like it,
dude. Try to back up. I've done it even with our 300s on an outgoing hard tide.
Yeah.
You're not gaining that much headway if you watch it in full reverse.
You're really not.
Barking it. Look at your surroundings. You're not going like what you go forward on.
No, I know.
Right.
That's what
you know.
Yeah.
You're better off putting it in full forward and just racing
slamming
past
over.
The fish.
Right.
And turn around and let the fish come back at you than you are trying to back away from it. I mean, it's just you're not going anywhere.
Yeah. And then it was awesome that the second fish was 50, 60 pounds.
Yeah. Whoop his butt.
I
come here.
Barely got off of the trolling motor.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Those are the ones I like to catch.
I'm with you. I'm
my
seriously. 60
pounders, my perfect fish.
Yeah, when, When that fish bit that first one and jumped, I went, oh my God. Yeah. No, you know.
Kevin, I know you
here, Sammy, want a good one. Here's a good one.
Man, yeah.
I know crap. Kevin and I have said this many times to our clients. All right, you see this tarpon pot out here? Now, you see how many are here. You can throw to that one, and probably that one, but don't you dare throw to that monster over there. I'm not going to go through that abuse.
Nope. And I've done a mini charter at that inlet when it was way worse than even yesterday. And I'm like, guys, you got to this marker. If it ain't happening.
Yesterday was nothing like it was last year when you were out of the water. Nothing like it.
No.
That day last year was every bit of 6 foot and they were 3 seconds.
It was bad.
That was bad.
It was really
Scotty,
bad.
Scotty, did you say you had a photo of this?
He's got it somewhere.
We took a picture.
I don't know if I got it on my phone still or not, but he's got it. Kevin's got it.
I got it somewhere.
All right,
but
buddy.
I sent it to him. He's standing behind the helm, and the guy's up kneeling on the bow trying to fight this fish as it's going out the inlet.
And the prop's out of the water.
Prop's totally out of the water, spinning backwards. And it hits the water, and it throws water. Like, you know how your trolling motor does when you get...
Oh, yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. Yep. You could just hear him in full reverse at her. And he was just doing all he could to go back. It was hysterical. But no, he's got a picture somewhere.
You'll see me again tomorrow.
All right.
Oh, really?
Well, I'll see you tomorrow, too, I guess.
Okay.
I'm going flounder fishing. All
right. See you tomorrow. We'll be right there catching bait.
Yep.
Oh, God. I hope it's a little easier. Boy, I had some bad luck this morning. You know, I'm good for about 3 or 4 throws. But when I'm into throw number 11 or 12, I'm starting to get a little sore throwing that 8-footer. I'm just...
Really?
Oh, that... I don't know. It's just got... Maybe it's got some heavier weight short, or maybe I'm just getting older and out of shape, but... About
You're throwing
number
too much
11,
net.
What's that?
You're not... Are you breaking it down enough? You should... I mean, there should
eight-footer...
And 8 shouldn't hurt you at all.
What? Again...
I got a torn shoulder in 3 places when I'm throwing 8-footer.
Have you not... Listen to us for 18 years. Have you got the high tider?
Yeah. No, I don't.
No, you don't have a high tider.
I saw you throwing that thing this morning. It looked
you
like
got
you
a big old Betts. You got a big old $200 Betts net.
Dude. Yeah, it's a Moonlighter.
Oh.
That's what it is.
No, it's way too heavy, dude. You're throwing a 12-pound net.
Tonight, when you get off the air.
I got a brand new 8 in my truck.
Yeah, when you get off, go to Amazon, buy a Betts high tider 8-footer for $59. Now you will thank us.
I got a brand new one. I got a brand new one in my truck. I'll bring with me in the morning. Okay.
All right. I got $50 in the truck right now.
There's very few of these around in stock right this second. So no,
yeah.
You get to just use it for half an hour to catch your bait, and I want it back.
I'm telling you, I feel like I'm throwing my arms out with that this net now.
Well. Down the road, I can learn to show you where you cut the net in half and take, and so you don't hold all the weight.
But you don't need all that big net.
No, I'm not saying that. But if I throw too many times, where you just put it in the mouth, hold it, flow it like that, where you're rotating it, I'll get to where I'll take the net and I'll cut it in half, where I lay half of it on my left shoulder and take the rest of it in my right forearm.
Okay.
Where you're not throwing the whole weight.
All right. I like it. Yeah, Leon, right. If you throw this net one time.
Yeah, I'll give it to you. I'll bring it to you.
Yeah.
You'll,
but yeah, because I didn't think it was this morning. Actually, I thought bait was very easy. Now, I didn't find any selects. All I found was crab bait, the bigger mullet, you know. I had to go back later and catch the selects.
Oh, the flounder fish with?
Yeah,
that's what I was asking you. I'm going to have to go later on tomorrow morning at 8. When I leave the dock at 8, I'm not going to be able to catch bait yet, right? Figure them out, little baby ones.
No, it's low tide early in the morning. I just wasn't at the right place.
It can't be. At 7 o'clock when I'm coming up this way, the tide's flooded. Marsh grass is flooded.
Leon, what,
yep.
I left at 7 o'clock this morning, and it's halfway out,
at least.
Yeah, I don't know what you're seeing.
I swear to God, when I was just coming up here on the marsh, there's no marsh left. I didn't see an oyster bed.
Well, I don't know. I'm just telling you.
I'm just telling you.
Yeah. That low tide this morning was low. The beginning of incoming tide yesterday was 9:45. I fished the Bridge of Lions at 10 o'clock yesterday on an incoming tide.
Well, then we got we got something going on tonight with that storm. Because I'm telling you, there ain't an oyster bed showing.
Okay. He'll be all right. Leon, he told me when he got here he was tired. So, you know, it's all good.
We'll see each other in the morning.
Yeah, we'll see you in the morning, buddy.
I'll bring a new net.
All right, see guys.
All right, bye.
See ya.
Captain Leon Dana, and I'm going to check the tides during the break. All right.
I'm telling
check
you.
Check it in. If you want to give us a call, 641-1010. When we come back, we'll talk to Captain Sandbar.
Captain Sandbar.
Yeah, Captain Chip Wingo.
Ooh, I'd like to hear about this because I did that last week, too.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah, at least he did it on the trolling motor.
I did it at 48 miles an hour.
Oh, my gosh. We'll be right back with the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast.
The Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast, brought to you by Ring Power and Tire Outlet on 1010XL.
You know this song?
Uh-huh.
Cool. Good for you. You're such
you've seen the whole song?
In the know.
Of London City.
No, let's not even go there.
Who sings it again?
Yeah.
Tupac.
Yep, sorry.
Welcome back to the
Moe's Southwest
Thank you.
Grill.
So this was supposed to be
Captain
yours.
Captain Scott Shank. This was supposed to be my intro, and I was kind of worried about California.
Yeah, you were singing.
You can listen to Captain Kevin and myself every Thursday night from 8 to 9 here on 1010XL. Or on your way to work tomorrow, you can listen to us on the podcast.
On the podcast. That's right.
You know, so we always got to throw that in.
Yeah, absolutely.
We always got to throw the podcast. We always forget it because that's how I listen to see how bad I screwed up the night before. Hey.
Yeah.
He goes from Captain Catfish 1 week to Captain Sandbar the next.
Yeah, he did.
Come in, Captain Sandbar.
Hey, Robin's racing.
Robin's racing, baby. And
I didn't bring it up. I promise you, I did not bring it up.
No big deal at all. I just pushed in there and sat down trying to get the mullet that were running up in that shallow water, and it stuck, and I just jumped out, pushed the bow over, jumped back on, and we were gone. Turned around and went back down the line and finally got the bait. So.
Hell, if me and Kevin doing that, we got to bring a snatch rope.
Yeah.
Trust me, I know.
Yeah, and I'll tell you this about that sandbar. That one will get you.
Middle of
salt run. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like
it comes up
like,
quick and bites you.
Yeah,
like quickly.
Yeah,
like.
Yeah. And it doesn't go. It goes to 6 inches. Like
yes.
Right now. Yeah.
If you got that southeast wind like you guys had
right,
this morning.
Right. Right.
You think, oh, I'm going to just blow up there, no noise, no nothing. The next thing you know, like you said, and that tie's boogieing going out, you screw around too long, and within 5 minutes, you ain't getting it off.
Right. And Chip, I got to admit, I was Captain Catfish today. And to be very honest with you, I'm proud to have them. You know, I started tarpon fishing with you guys, and I had a Ring Power trip with Brian Chamonix, and man, he's such a nice guy. Brought his family with him. Brian and I have fished together for many a year, and I know he's like, "What's going on?" I said, "Well, there's some tarpon and some jacks." He goes, "Man, it would be really cool for Thompson, his 5-year-old son, to see a tarpon." And we've had this conversation before, Chip. All of us. He's one of those kids that he gets it, man.
He's salty.
I was telling Scott, I dumped those big old mullet, those 1-pounders on the deck. I never touched a mullet.
He's down there wrestling with them.
He picked up every single one of them and threw them in that live well. And so anyway, you know, I anchor up and we fished for an hour for tarpon and it was a little rough. And I could tell he wanted to catch a fish, you know, something, you know, And I get it. He's 5 years old. I mean, I know this sounds crazy. I can remember when I was 5 years old catching brim or
whatever.
Yeah,
it didn't matter. I just had to stay busy.
Yeah, I had to stay busy, you know. So I went to the Bridge of Lions. I think that's where you saw me, Chip.
Yep.
You know, and nothing, you know, kind of. So I said, let's go catch some small mullet and go try to catch a redfish. Well, I had a tough time doing that because the wind was blowing so hard. So I said, you know what? I've got a dozen of these big old mullet. I'm going to go to one of my redfish spot, and I'm going to start cutting them up, choking them out there with a jig head. And that's what we did, and we caught catfish. And he was
He was
loving
happy,
it.
I'm sure.
He was happy. Yeah. He was happy. And you know, and Brian and I kind of looked at each other like, I know this isn't what we want to be doing.
Right, but it's his day.
But yeah, and so anyway, we did that, and that's what we caught. And it, like I said, you know, kids want to be kids, man, and they, yep. you know,
they want to bend the rod. For
right,
sure.
He, you know, he didn't say I want to catch a redfish. He didn't say I want to catch
right.
a trout. He wants to catch a fish.
Well, that's the problem. Well, that I don't know, but I get phone calls, guys, same thing. Okay, well, I got a 5 and a 7 year old. Okay, well, straight up, Dad, it ain't about you at all tomorrow. So I mean,
right.
if you're wanting to go catch 8 redfish, 17 flounder, and 16 mangoes,
right.
we're not.
Right.
We're not going for dinner tomorrow. You're gonna get takeout on the way home because the kids. I mean, I don't
right.
give a damn. We're going pin fishing. We're going. I mean. They're not going to sit there. If we get lucky and hook one of those or a flounder
right.
or something, fine. But that kid's going to have more excitement throwing a poppy cork and just watching it go down, whether it's a jack or whatever.
Chip, so Thompson, the first catfish he's got on, it was like a marlin, right?
Oh, yeah.
He's you know, down and up, down and up. And it was about a 14-inch catfish, and that last down and up, that catfish came straight at me.
Really?
Oh my God! I'm you know
running.
I mean, you know, the last thing you want to do is
put your hands up.
You know, it because
intuition tells you put your hands up.
Right,
never.
Right,
just run.
Right.
Duck
right.
and run.
And he's like, "Look, I got a catfish," and he's swinging that thing in the boat. I'm like, hold on, Thompson.
Hey, did you see the? Did you see that big hammerhead in Salt Run this morning? Did you get a look at him?
In Salt Run.
Yeah, he said when y'all were catching bait, he said it was a man.
I did
yeah,
not.
Yeah, the man was in there today, yeah. I mean, all of a sudden I looked over and I thought, I go, oh, the porpoises are here, and looked back again, and it was right off Leon's boat. It was tall, straight up, you know, straight back fin. And then, of course, you can hear Leon from 1,000 yards away screaming about it. But it came around and ate a little bit. I guess it was in there feeding on mullet, either that or stingrays or something, but it was in there for a while. Big one, too. It was pretty awesome.
That's
awesome. I never
awesome.
Thought about that when I jumped out of the boat.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you know, yeah, we got caught that tiger last year at the Bridge of Lions.
You didn't catch him.
I helped the guy. I'm sorry. I put my hands in the water and thought it was a tarpon, and it ends up being a 10-foot tiger.
Yeah.
Yes. I
saw plenty of tarpon today. But
yep.
It's kind of strange when they're blowing bait out of the water 10 feet from your boat, you know, and you can't get them to eat anything. But it was fun. I had a great guy on the boat today. Doc was a lot of fun, and we're going to fish again together. But, you know, it's tarpon fishing. I mean, he's like, it's not like we didn't run and gun for him, because we did. We pushed around for him, but they were not cooperating. And even the bites I saw happen today were miss hits. They were coming up and missing the baits. So, but, you know, it was a lot of fun.
I'll tell you, you know, doing this for a long time, it's hard to get a tarpon to eat a mullet during the mullet run. I don't know why. It's mm-hmm. you have to have a lot of patience. Because there's no pattern to it. Does that make sense?
Yes.
You know, I tell people this all the time. With when you're fishing a pogey pod, if you watch it, if you sit in there and there's one feeding this out, you'll figure out the pattern of whether he's on the northeast corner of it or you know there's something there's usually some type of a pattern and you can figure it out. With a lot of times with the mullet, you know, you'll see one blow up 100 yards up on the jetty, and they'll kind of follow the school down.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, you'll see one behind you, but there's really no pattern. So
I almost trust those fish that are out of pocket more so than the ones that
right,
are on the rocks.
Right. But the ones on the rocks are feeding. You know, and that gets you, you know, okay,
right.
if they're feeding, they're going to eat. But I know this sounds crazy too. The rougher, the better.
Oh, ain't no yep. doubt.
The rougher, the better.
Ain't no doubt.
You know, on calm waters,
they ain't gonna bite.
It's almost impossible to get them to eat those mullet. Mm-hmm. It really is. So, I don't know what I'm gonna do tomorrow.
Yeah, because
no, we were throwing artificials at them today too. So, you know, we're watching. You know, watching the bait, and the pattern we found today was you could see a small school of bait come around the,
yep.
the piling and start to come out, and as soon as it would get out of the shade, it got nailed. You know, so we were trying that with live baits, trying it with artificials, and that's
right.
the only pattern we saw today, you know. But it'd be this piling, then it'd be that piling, then it'd be this piling, then that piling, and it was, you know, like you said, they were all over the place, but it was fun. You know, decent flounder bite I had up that way down there this week, too. I snuck in under the wire. Nobody knew
yeah.
I was down there. So.
Yep. Now, you had a good drum bite this week, too, right?
Yeah, yeah. So
yeah,
that was up north. So, you
yeah.
know, but it's, you know, I'm Scotty said you guys, I heard Scotty say that you guys never come north. Well, a lot of times that, you know, we have clients, I've got clients in Amelia. I got clients that come down to St. Augustine and Palm Coast. So wherever they're at, I'm going to go to them as close to them as I can. But, you know, it's weird when you bounce around like that because you got to rely on, you know, I remember this back and, you know, go through your book
yes.
or whatever and look back.
Yeah.
But it was fun catching flounder again. It's been a year, you know, since I've targeted just flounder,
yep.
you know, and we ended up putting, I
did
think
you
it
throw
was
artificials
eight
or did you throw mud bitters?
No, we threw mullet. We threw,
oh, you
mullet.
Threw mullet. Okay.
Yeah. So conventional style with mullet. I did throw, I lost a good one on an artificial throwing that curly tail, the fish bites curly tail rigged up just like you would flounder fish. You know, where
when
you hook
you
them
say,
all
when you
the
say
lip.
Conventional, I'm going back to your tackle here. Quarter-ounce jig heads or fish finder rigs?
Fish finders. Fish
okay.
finders. You know, okay. But you use a short 6-8-inch leader and hook the fish bite through the tip, just like you hook a mullet, and
mm-hmm.
it's got all that wiggle to it, and you can work it the same way. And you know, it's I love flounder fishing, but I get irritated with the snags, you know, because you know you're going to lose $40
oh, yeah.
worth of tackle, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I totally agree with you on that. It aggravates the crap out of me.
So, or you get that real big bump, and you're like, oh, there he is. And you tighten up and let him have it, and then all of a sudden he just lets it go. And you pull it up, and you got a big old bite mark on it. I'm like, really? You know?
That's the whole sport of it. That's what's making you keep coming back and back and back and back and back.
Yeah, that's why I don't
getting
throw
snags?
Also.
Huh?
Got getting it. Snags?
No, that thump just
oh yeah,
just like
yeah,
I say with tarpon
totally
fishing
fun.
Or whatever.
Yep.
I'm just telling you, yeah, I could. I mean, if I'm fishing, I can literally guess by pound how that when he hits it, what kind of fish that's going to be.
Right.
I'm
sure.
It's fun.
Yeah,
but I was more interested in the tarpon that were blowing up 15 yards to the you know the other side of me than I was the flounder, you know. So, but
oh,
it was,
this,
it's been a good
week.
This
month is so great.
Yeah, it is.
God, September and October is freaking magical.
Yep, yep.
I'm
going to
call my, I've got a tarpon charter set up for this weekend, and I think I'm going to bump him back. I think they're going to slack up again like you guys were talking about earlier with this weather.
I
want to put this guy
what?
On a good bite.
Would I do what?
You would never think about tarpon fishing on a weekend, would you?
Not in shore, no.
Yeah, see.
Yeah. So... But I mean,
that's
I
Monday
just think
thing.
With this weather settling out again, like you guys were talking earlier, that the fish are going to lay down a little bit with the mullet.
Yeah. So here's the forecast. Let's just go to this weekend. Southwest 10 to 15 on Saturday, 2 to 3. West 10 to 15 Saturday night. Sunday west winds 10 to 15, 2 to 3. Monday west winds 5 to 10. The day that it's supposed to change is Tuesday. North winds 5 to 10 becoming east
that.
In the afternoon. So
that should be a good day.
That, yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's the kind of
– little push that'll move them out of our inlet, move down the inlet, they'll come back in.
Right, right,
hang
right,
out
right.
for the next blow.
Yep, yep. So,
yeah.
Yep. If
– because like –
oh, no, but I would never – you're
spinning your wheels.
Yeah, I mean, you might catch one – if that's the only day people could go and that's what they want to do, then that's what you go do. But that's a tough day.
Yeah.
Tough
yeah.
day. Too
this
much
is a
traffic.
Good regular of mine, too, so it's easy to say, hey. And he'll be like, absolutely, you know, let me know.
Okay,
so,
yeah. Yeah, I would change that
you know.
Date.
Yeah. And don't forget, and next week you got three bad ones in a row, so you don't want to fish that Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
Oh, Labor Day weekend. Oh,
that's
my gosh.
That's the last hurrah.
But I will tell you this. I've caught a lot of tarpon on Labor Day weekend.
No,
I was talking getting offshore. If I can run the beach. Yeah. I mean, I obviously not on Saturday because I don't fish Saturdays, but that Sunday and Monday on Labor Day, I've caught, but again, I was able to run the beach and stuff, you mm-hmm. know. Whew, I've seen some incredible schools of tarpon on Labor Day. Yeah. Yeah, it's good. All right, Chip, we got to run. We got to take a break. Great job as usual. And
stay away from the sandbars.
We're going to the woods soon, brother.
Yep, and I'll see you guys in the morning because I'm down there with Scotty and Rob Benet.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He's fishing with me tomorrow.
Oh, cool.
That's right.
Yep.
I forgot.
Cool.
Yep.
So maybe you'll wave. So maybe I'll get a wave in the morning.
Yeah, he says you're. Yeah, he said he didn't appreciate that
Kevin,
this morning.
I saw you were busy. You were busy, and I looked over and waved one time, and I think you had a net looking the other direction. So,
He goes. What the hell's up with Chippy this morning? I said. He said I couldn't even get a wave or nothing out of him or whatever. I said,
I felt.
Is he
pissed? You know how you feel weird when you're waving at somebody and nobody.
And it just gives you like the. Who are you?
And my guys were even like, "Do you know him?" And I'm like, "Yeah,
yeah."
Now I feel like an idiot over here waving like a little kid.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, like we wave all back and forth, a little goofy smile and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
And doesn't even give me one of those.
No. All he's looking for is mullet. You know. Yeah. Like, damn.
Especially to come invade St. Augustine and stuff like that. Yeah. You should at least get a
family. I didn't even know Chip was going to be down here this
morning.
That's
what I'm saying.
Why couldn't he text me last night and say, hey, I'm going to be
here. Is it okay if I come down?
No, you know? Not even that. Hey, look, you know, at least Leon texts me and says, hey, let's look for bait together in the morning. Let's do this. You know? I didn't even know Chip was going to be there. I'm like, hey, there's Chip. You know, then I'm waving and like.
And it's shoulders.
No,
Chip.
Yeah.
Wow.
My guy's like, do you really know him? I guess, maybe he's mad at me.
Maybe I didn't know him that good.
Oh, God. And it's all right, buddy. It's all good.
See
you. See you guys.
Bye. See you early.
He may never call in again.
No, I'm never calling again.
We got one more small segment to go right here on the most Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast. Captain Scott, and I'll be right back.
This is the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast, brought to you by Ring Power and Tire Outlet on 1010XL.
We're going to see a lot of that this weekend.
What's that?
Thunder.
Really? You think so?
Yeah, they're calling a lot of afternoon thunderstorms, pretty much.
Well, it's been pretty dry this week.
Well, all that got sucked away with that storm, of course.
True.
And now we're coming back into the wet pattern again. We're going to be into it till about Tuesday whenever you said that. North wind's starting to come into play.
Right.
Then it's going to dry out, drier air pattern there for like Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yeah.
Where we're back to like 30, 40%.
It's really strange this time of year to have 10% chance of rain in the afternoon.
Yes. But anyhow, I'm just saying, what I watched on the news, they had, you know, afternoon thunderstorms.
Okay. All right.
60, 70% chance.
All right. So it's because it's forecast show.
Yep.
I think the inshore fishing is
flounder fishing, mangrove fishing, mangrove snapper fishing.
Yep.
You know, plenty of jacks around and all that kind of stuff to do. Red fishing is doing phenomenal around in deep water, docks, bridges. They're killing the big reds, overslot reds, legal reds, all that. And
also, don't be afraid to fish high waters this time of
year. No, 100%. I've seen that. My catches this week compared to what I did last week. I did way better last week on that high water.
High water.
Than what I'm doing on this low water right now.
We always talk about, you know, it's obviously the last 3 hours of the outgoing and the first hour of the incoming. Yep. But during the mullet run, during this time of year, don't be afraid to fish that high water around the docks, the jetties.
Folks, it's just too hot. So, bridges. I mean, I'm not picking my times right now.
Right.
I'm straight up
leaving
the dock at 7:30 every morning.
Yeah. Yeah, because I know that there was quite a few of us who kind of bailed on the tarpon fishing today and went red fishing, you know, and because we had the last 2 hours of the outgoing tide and we didn't do very much.
There's a lot of us.
I mean, so the guys that stuck around the bridges, like you said, the jetties, whether it be Fernandina, Mayport, St. Augustine.
Matanzas is going off right now.
Oh, I'm sure, but man, there's no room there.
With everybody standing on the bridge and 40 other boats doing it,
yeah,
I'm out.
Yeah,
there's a lot of lead flying around there.
No. It's, no. It, That's almost like going to Gowanus.
Yes.
All you want to do is go watch.
You just want to watch the festivities.
Right. And, hey, we need to remind folks also, Captain's Choice
Tackle
has a new website.
We are. Captain'sChoiceTackle.com.
Yeah.
Check us out, folks. It's pretty cool. We're excited.
Yep. And don't forget to join us for the Nimnik Outdoor Show on Saturday morning. I think Captain Kirk has got the weekend off, so we'll have Dave Edwards, I believe.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So, Dave's coming?
Yep. And him and myself and Jeff Loggeman. Be fun.
Good for you.
Yep. Folks, y'all have a great weekend of fishing. Stay safe. See ya.
See ya.